Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven miracles of Christ, the signs of power in John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 11, verses 1 to 41. Jesus is the destroyer of death. Let's read our passage. It's a long passage, but let's just look into it and just see this wonderful story. John chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary who had anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and then wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you're going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. But if he walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but if I go that I might wake him up. And then the disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. And then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called Twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And then Martha was, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw Mary, rose up quickly and went out following her, saying, they went out following her, saying, she's going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? And then Jesus, again groaning in himself, said, came to the tomb, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. He said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. John records 7 miracles before the crucifixion. The raising of Lazarus is the last and the greatest. In this sign, Jesus reveals himself as the destroyer of death. It's a magnificent demonstration of the Lord's power over man's last and greatest enemy. Christ has the power to bring to life those dead in trespasses and sin. First, Jesus confronted death. Verse 11. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Ancient literature often referred to sleep, to death, as sleep. Jesus confronted death in a twofold manner. He viewed death redemptively. Verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Jesus knew Lazarus was going to die. Jesus also knew God's redemptive plan. Only Jesus can look at you dead in trespasses and sin, in the process of perishing, and know that by virtue of his redemptive work, you can be raised to eternal life. So he viewed death redemptively, but he viewed death realistically. Verse 14, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus' sleep was sleep from which there was no waking unless the Lord himself intervenes. He was dead. And what is true physically is also true spiritually. Lazarus had ears, but he couldn't hear. He had eyes, but he couldn't see. He had a heart, but could not love. He had a will, but he couldn't act. Only God has power over dead spirits. Unless Jesus Christ awakens the sinner, he continues in his sleep undisturbed. Psalm 13, verse 3. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God, and lighten my eyes lest I sleep the sleep of death. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Ephesians 2:1, and then further on. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And then second, Jesus condemned death. Verse 33, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. The language used here is very significant. The emotion here is also very significant. Theologian A.T. Robertson wrote that this phrase in the original language has the idea of to snort with anger, like a horse does. What was the Lord angry about? Well, most scholars agree that it would be that which caused the death in the first place. Sin. James chapter 1, verse 15. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. Romans 5, verse 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Then it says, Jesus wept. Why did Jesus weep at Lazarus' tomb? Listen, sin results in death. Death to body, mind, and soul. The Lord had sympathy for Mary and Martha, and he had grief over the damage caused by mankind's sin. And then third, Jesus conquered death. Verse 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus approached Lazarus' tomb with a fourfold statement. First, take away the stone. Verse 39, Jesus could have performed a triple miracle. He could have rolled the stone away, resurrected Lazarus, and called him out of the tomb. Instead, he chose to include his servants in his work. Second, he said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. Jesus was never out of touch with heaven, and he worked closely with his Father. Someone said, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, it is laying hold of his highest willingness. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 43, he called out strongly with the word of authority. The voice of the God of Son. It's a good thing. It's a good thing Jesus named Lazarus. Because who knows, maybe the whole graveyard would have come forth. And then loosen and let him go. Verse 44. He was alive, but he was still bound by grave clothes. A sinner saved must then be separated from his past sins. We call that sanctification. Look at John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. And then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. He's right back to life. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the money box. And he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always. Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there. And they came, not for Jesus' sake, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. There is no denying that Jesus performed a great miracle in overcoming death. Lazarus was alive, and everyone knew it. Jesus is the destroyer of death, confronting it, condemning it, and conquering it. Remember, John chapter 5 and verse 25. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Let me ask you, will you respond to that voice? Have you responded to that voice? You have a great day.